And bavel, in order for us to wash something, we have to do giyus. Giyus is a stronger type of a cleaning. You have to rub it against a stone. That's called giyus. So he said, in bavel, our cleaning is not as good as Eretz Yisrael. For us to get something clean, we have to make a giyus. We have to rub it against a stone. That's like kibush Shalhem. In Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Shoyim Eimeyim Yofim, could be that better water in Eretz Yisrael, or Yisamonim Yofim Oilem, that better soap there. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to rub it too much. They were just soaking in water, and they were able to clean it. Mashenken, by us, we have to rub it very carefully to get it clean. Now, V'yamrit, never giyutz, if you want us to do our giyutz, to rub it, to make it clean, ma'avrele chumrata. We have to be afraid, chumrata, that's the stone, Rashi says, the evin, that you rub it on. If you have to rub a strong against the stone, we have to be afraid that will take away the blood stains also. So maybe we can't have this test. Because for us to wash it, we have to wash it with rubbing it against the stone, and that will take off the blood stains also. So we don't have the safety to just to get the shechvas there off and let the blood stain stay there. Right, so who the Yosla came with the Rabbi Gamliel? By Rebbe. Again, another chassan came in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Omar le Rebbe, told to Rebbe, be out of le matzosi dam. Again, I lived with my wife the first time last night, and there was no dam on the sheet. So I have a taina, she lived with another man before this. That's why there was no dam. Omra le Rebbe, she said back, and no adayim besulani. The wife was complaining and saying, no, I'm a besula. Omra lehem, so Rebbe said, if so, let me see the sheet. No. Vice says here also that he couldn't check the sheet here. Psalm, they lost the sheet. The sheet wasn't around. So Omra lehem, so Rebbe said like this. Rabbi Gamliel said, Heviyuli shtei shvachis. Bring me two maids. Shivcha kananis. Bring me two maids. Achas besula v'yachas bula. One that we know she's a psula. We know a young girl didn't live with anybody yet. And one we know is married already. She lived with a man already. Heviyuli, so they brought Rabbi Gamliel two maids. V'yoshiva na pichov yeshoyayin. And what did he do? He put them, made them sit on top of a barrel of wine. Bula, the one that lived with a man already, recha neidif. The smell of the wine went through a body out of a mouth. So when he smelled the by a mouth, he smelled the wine. Pesula, the one that didn't live with a man yet, so down there was closed more. Ein recha neidif, the smell did not go through a body, didn't come out by a mouth. So Rabbi Gamliel first checked it out to make sure this works. Now what he did is he took this kala, avzu, this Jewish kala now, hoshiva, he put her on top of the barrel of wine, and no smell of wine came out from her. So Amaloi, he told the husband, Leich Kahom, Zachar Mecha. You should know she's a psula. Ah, you didn't see any dam. Mistama, you were hito last night. You didn't make a good beer last night. Like, go home, she's a psula. There's nothing wrong with her. So, but the Gemara, the Kashan on Gamliel, the Nivdik mi Kora Begavor, why didn't he check right away with her? Like, for what purpose did he first have to bring two shvachais and then check out with the kala? What do we care about the shvachas? What's megay to us is this kala b'sula or a bula? So Gemara says like this. Rabbi Gamliel was only Gemara Heavy Shmile. He learned it in yeshiva, that's the way he's supposed to do. He learned it, his Rebbe taught him, that's the way to check out if an isha is a b'sula or a bula. But Maisele Heavy Chazi, he never saw the way they really did it. Like he didn't have shimish in it yet. He never saw them really do the actual action of checking it out. For Savas, we thought, maybe he doesn't know how to do it so well. So, Benilsa, maybe he himself doesn't know how to check it out so well. Benilsa Shapi doesn't know how to do it so well. So what is he going to do? So to bring the collar right away, it's not so nice. It's not so good to check it out first with Jewish girls. Like another way is, he should have got a Jewish lady that was married, and a Jewish girl that's not married, and checked it out first with two Jewish girls. Like, why do you take shvachas for? Tertius is not nice, you mazalza them. So you'd be zoyin to check them out. So you don't want to take Jewish girls, lezazulu b'vnesh Yisrael, to make a zilzul to embarrass them. So therefore what he did first is he took shvachas. Shvachas, shivcha, kananas, the time they don't bind, doesn't bother them, they're over and have zinus anyway, to them it didn't bother them. So he took two shvachas, he first checked it out to make sure this test is a good test. When he proved it that it's a good test, then he tried out on the collar, and he saw Taka, the wine didn't come through, the smell didn't come through, it was a raya, she's a real psula. So Rashi learns, Recha noida, the smell should come through, mipia, from her mouth. Merecha and Recha yain, she nichnas laderech pesach apsuach. And if she was pesach apsuach on the bottom, the smell goes through her body, and comes out through her mouth, that's the way he checked it out.
Gemara says, Gemara Rabbi Shmilei, Shalsa Ken Lebnais Yavish Gilad, Masechti Yavamis. He heard that they checked out, that's the way they checked out by Bnei Gilad, if they had Znus or not. But he himself never saw it done yet. So that's the way he wanted to make sure he knows how to do it, so he checked it out first.
Wasn't the
husband
boiler already? What kind of proof is that?
No, so, you're right. So, right, so you have, no, what you have to say is, no, what you have to say is he was hita. He didn't do it the right way, he went to the sideways, he didn't break the psulim. No, it's really a psulim are still there. Really, it's like we had before. It shires to make it be a bayatia, by going in the, a little bit on the side. So we have to say if the smell didn't come through, she's tak of Sula. You're right, I had beer last night. You had to say it was a tia. It was through the sides. Right, another case is, Ahudi Yosla Kavanagam, the Rabbi Gamliel, Hazakin. Another time, a chosin came in front of him, Gamliel Hazakin. Omar lo Rebbe bialti bloi mitzosi dam. I lived with my wife last night, and I looked at the sheet. There was no dam there. Avataina, she lived with a man before. Omar lo Rebbe, then they asked her, what did she say? She said, you should know, mi mishpachas durdiki ani. Like Rashi before brought down, I come from a special family. That this family is Shein Lem, Lodam, Nidav, Lodam, Besulim. We don't have any blood, not any blood, the cloud on the body, but we don't have Dam, Besulim, and Dam, Nidav. She never has Dam, Nidus, and just what she didn't have Dam, Besulim, but she never lived with a man before. Just that's her nature, they don't have any Dam, Besulim. So both of Rabbi Gamliel Bekrevis there, Rabbi Gamliel checked out her Krevis, her sisters, her mother, to find out, and it came out she's telling the truth, that she comes from this family, Durdiki, they don't have Dam. So Omar Loi, so Rabbi Gamliel Zokin said back to the Chosin, Leich Zokin Amecha, go home and take your wife, like you have no proof to say she lived with a man before, because she doesn't have any Dam, that's a Metzias. And Masal P. Raiv, she's the Cheskas Kashrus, you have no right to say she lived with a man, how about she's mutter to you? And he's ended off, Ashrecha Shezachisa L'mishpachas Durdiki. Like, it's good for you, Ashrecha, that you got such a good mishpacha. And we'll soon see, it wasn't really a bracha, to Shaila how Bechal is allowed to say it. We'll soon see. For the Gemara, first of all, my Durdiki. What does the word Durdiki mean? The Gemara, Dor Ketua. Like the cut-off generation. What does that mean? So like this, we'll soon see. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tanchumim Shel Hevel Nichumim Rabbi Gamliel Yosish. That's what Rabbi Gamliel told this chosin, Ashrecha b'necho, like you're happy, you got a good deal here. He didn't really mean it. It's nichumim shel hevel. It's not really true what he said. How was he allowed to say it? So some say that's a gemara. Later we'll see that by Shammai says you're allowed to be mefamech chosin mekala. You're allowed to say kala chasude v'noah, even though she's not so nice. You're allowed to lie. But v'nei hasholim, you're allowed to lie. Like here, the guy married her already. So if he married already, it's not nice to say you got a lemon here, you got something wrong. You have to say already you got something good, you're allowed to lie. But really it's a lemon here. Why? Tetoni Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia learns something like this. Kishem Shasor Yofalisa. The same way sourdough is good for dough, it makes the bread rise, is Kach Domim Yofalisha. It's very good if your wife sees a lot of damnidus. The more blood she sees, the more she'll be able to become pregnant to have children. But over here, she doesn't have any dam nidus, Mistomish is not going to have any children. Rashi says, Dor ketua, shein lem loy dam nidav loy dam besulim. And vayta yof, lishas ak Rashi, lamayin loy royin. The more dam she sees, the more she'll become pregnant easier. Now, shenken over here, that the lady doesn't have dam, it's a question of she'll ever have children or not. So really, it wasn't such a good mekach. Vayta betono, mishum rebi meya. Kolisha shev domeh merubim. Anisha, that the more dam nidus she sees, the more blood she sees, is bonim merubim. She's an Isha, she'll be able to come pregnant easy, she'll have a lot of children. So Mele, he didn't really say a good shvach back, but the pshat is, he just said, since you got married already, anyway, I'll give you a shvach. Itmar Rebbe Yirmiyah Barab Oma, Zocha b'mekcho amalei. All he just said is, Zocha, keep the mekach you got, that's all. Rebbe Yosi Barab Oma, no, he taka said back, Nischaya b'mekcho, you got a lemon, you got something bad. Rashi says, Akochoch tekabo choyva, habolecho. Akorcha, you forced, you're married already. I'm not saying you have to give her a get, but you should know it's not so good what you got. Right. Omalei, Bishleim Elaman the Yaman is Chayev. Bishleim, the one that said you didn't get such a good deal here. Haino the Rabbi Chanina. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. That the less blood, the less dam nidus there is, the less chance you'll have to become pregnant. So it's not a good nekach. Elo Elaman the Yama. Zocha, for according to one that he said, no, Zocha, you got something good. Maiz Chusa. What is good about it? I should only have to come pregnant.
Teretiz Nakoponim, to Lo Yoslu Be Sofik Nida. You never have a problem about living with the Sofik Nida, because you never have Dam Nidus. So this much least you'll be lucky. You'll never have a Shal of Nidus, she'll always be mutter to you, and you'll never have a Sofik of a Dam Nidus. Mashaykin, what?
The mitzvah of
okay. Okay, alright. But a koponim, by regular lady, she sees Dam, so Zainikim, you have a Sofik, if it's a maratome, not a maratome, you have Sveikis. But this lady, a koponim, you'll never have any doubts. So this one prat, you got a good deal. Fighter. Who the Yoslakaim of the Rebbe? Omar Le Rebbe. Bialti Bloy Matsosi Dam. Again, the Chosin told Rebbe, I lived with my wife last night, no Dam on the sheet. Omar Le Rebbe, she said back to him, Adayim Basula, you say no? You should know I'm really a Basula? I didn't live with a man before this. Why didn't any Dam come out last night? You should know, Ushnei Betsura Savoy. That it's a hungry year. The kids, she didn't eat. She's very skinny. That could also cause her not to see Dam because of that. So Ro Rebbe saw Taka Shepneim Shurim, that their faces were black, they were mamma starving. It Siva Alayans, Rebbe commanded them, Vechnisim Lamerchats, first go take a shower, Vechaveth house, Vechilam, he gave them good to eat, Vechkoyim, he gave them good to drink, Vechnisim Lacheder, and he said, now go live together. Boal, they lived again, Omotzadam, and this time Taka Dam came out. Omalois, the Rebbe told the Chosim, Leich Zoch of the Mecha, go and be Zoch with your Mekach. And Kori Rebbe Aleim, Rebbe called upon this Isha, the Pasuk of Tzofat Oram, Alatzmam Yavashoye Kates. And sometimes their skin got so dried up, mamash like Gates, like from hunger, if you don't eat so well, your skin could dry up, so that's why no Dam came out. So Pshat is, the skin was dried up there. But, so this is the locker also, that you have to check out first to make sure they don't look too pale, that they're not too skinny because they didn't eat enough. Therefore, the answer is to make the meat, get them healthy again, and then you'll see Dam would come out. But the Sula, the locher is Ksubasum Asayim. If you marry a Sula, Nisha didn't live with a man yet, her Ksub is $200. The Almona, if you marry an Almona, Mona. An Almona doesn't only mean that she was married, but it means that she lived with her first husband. At least she had Chuppah with him, at least. And then, if she had Chuppah with a man, she loses a chain already by the second husband, it's not the same thing anymore, he only has to give her $100. But what about, though, Besula? Let's say Nisha is still a Besula. She did not have chuppah with her first husband. But Amona, in other words, she got married to one husband, just with Kedushin, and the husband died before they had chuppah. Or else Gerusha, the first husband gave her a get before they had chuppah. Or else Vachalutza, a case also, her husband died after Kedushin, and the brother-in-law gave a chalitza, min erisin. If all these things took place only from erisin, she never had chuppah with the first husband, the lachar is ksubas l'masayim. She still has a lachal to get a ksub of masayim, 200. But she didn't lose a chain yet. Since she didn't have chuppah with the man yet, she didn't lose a chain to the second husband. It's called the first time she's with the man. So it's a special chain, you have to give her $200. Yesh len tainis b'sulim. Also, the husband now has tainis psulim on her. On the tzad that there's no blood then, or pesa psuach, he has a taina, like how come? Like, as far as I know, you didn't live with the first husband. So it could be that sometime we had kedushin to our chuppah, maybe you live with another man in between, and you're rasa to me. So this ishi, even though she was married to a husband before, but since she didn't have chuppah before, she's supposed to be a psula. And if you find it out to be a pesa psuach without domin, you have a tainis dam. So the Gemara, my almona, what's the slushing of an almona? How do you get a name almona? Why is a widow called an almona? So Amar Rav Chonah Begidato, Rav Chonah from the place, Rashi Demin Bidgot, the name of the city, almona Hashem mona. The reason why we call her a mona, because that's how much money she gets. A mona plus cigarette, on the money she gets, it's called a mona. For the Gemara, if so, almona min erisin Michael Neymar, like the Mishnah says, if your first husband died, but you only have Kedushin, not Nesuyin, you still get $200? So why do we call her an Amona? She shouldn't be called an Amona, she gets 200. And the Gemara, I did the high Korel Amona, high Nami Korel Amona. In other words, since a regular Amona widow is usually that they live together, and then the husband died. So since in that case, when they live together, they call her an Amona, they call an Amona all over. Even in the case where they only had Kedushin. For the Gemara, of Amona, the Ksiva Birais and Michael Meimah. Twice in the Torah calls her an Amona. I don't call it in the Torah itself, or at least I call upon him, Echveis Bezmana Torah, Bekitza, Rashi says, V'adayla nitkenu ksubas. The ksuba of an Amona, for sure we had before, according to everybody, is only at the Koranos Chachamim. It was only in Machlokes that the ksuba of a Besula is Midiraisa or not. But everybody agrees the ksuba of an amana is only mid rabbanin. So bizman ha-Torah, they didn't have $100 for the ksuba amana. Why did they call her an amana then? Like, why in the Torah is she called an amana? Tumor says, the asidin rabbanin de miskinei lamana. Interesting. The Torah calls her now an amana because they knew that later on in history, the rabbanim are giving him sakin for a widow, that she only gets $100. That's why now they called Ramona, an Amona. Shradi Gemara, Umi Kosev Kuro Liyosid? Does a pasuk in the Torah talk about now something that's first going to take place later? Like you call a name now for something that will be later? Gemara says, in yes. The pasuk says, V'shem Anor Ashlishi Chidekel. The third Nor is called Chidekel. Why? Hu Aholech Kidmas Asher. They go through the east side of Asher. And V'tona Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Asher. What's the slush in Asher? Zul Slika. That's the city called Slika. Rashi says Shema Ir. And the country is of Mihavoi. Was it such a city yet? We didn't have such a city like that yet. Elo, the Pshat is the Asida, that the city will eventually be. Such a city will be. His Ochinam the Asida. Here also that it will be. So since there will be a time that an Amona will get $100 for Ksuba, that's why now the Torah calls her an Amona. So Torah call her name now on a future event that will happen later on. For Yom Rav Chonon the Gittito, Motor, that we have rain, is Mashke, it makes the ground wet, Marva, it makes it grow well, Mezavel, it fertilizes it, Umadin, it makes it look nice, Umamshech, it makes it to flow. All these things, water does the ground. And Omar Rava, Barabi Shmuel, Vitaima, Rav Yema, Bashalmiya, Mikro, where's this Pasuk for this? Pasuk says, Talmiya, Rava, Nachas, Gududeha, Previvim, Talmugneha, Tzom Chotvorach. That reviva means a nice rain, it comes down, all these nice things would happen. It makes the ground nice, smooth, shine. All these nice things happen because of the mutter. Omar Rebeloza, Mizbeach, the Mizbeach we have is Meziach. Meziach, the Havamin it was, it means it's Mechaper, it cleans us. Umezin, it protects us. Umezin, it's Mefarnas us. Umezin means it gives us food. Rashi says it means. Because of the kabonas we live. Shakabonas boyim in amozen. Because kabonas come from animals, come from food. The gomim le bracha is if we do a mitzvah with the animal, we bring it for a korban, that makes the bracha will have more animals. So because of the kabonas, it's amazing. It gives us more food. Mechaved mizbeach makes us love Hashem. Shrashi es Yisrael alaviyem. It makes Klai so love Hashem. And mechaper, it forgives us for that virus we did. That's what the Mizbeach does. For the Gemara, Haino Mechaper, Haino Mizbeach, his other meaning is Mizbeach also takes away the Averis. So that's Mechaper. Mechaper forgives us for the Averis. So what's the two Lashonis of Mizbeach? You're moving something away. And the Gemara, Mizbeach Gezeris. Mizbeach means it takes away any bare degrees that are supposed to come against Klai Yisrael, the Mizbeach takes away. Or Mechaper Avainis, another thing it does is it takes away the Averis of Klai Yisrael. The Yomer Rav Chonon Begiratoi, Tamri, dates, is Mashchonon, Shrashi Mechamamais, it heats us, it gives us, it warms us up, Masviyin, it fills us up, Meshalston, it makes us go, Maashrin, it Rashi Machzikos, it makes us strong, gives us strength, V'loi Mefankin, Rashi Eino Marabois, it's not harmful, it's not harmful to us, Eino Marabois, it's Tenisa, it doesn't make us become an Istnis, doesn't make us become a Mefunik. There's something, all these things are very good about tomorrow, about dates. And Omar Rav says, Ochal Tomorim, if somebody eats dates, is Al Yoyra, you're not supposed to pass in the Shiloh. The Rosh Hashem Arua, the Fisher Torah does diet like a shikr. If you eat dates, it makes you a little bit shikr, like wine. Therefore, if you eat dates, you shouldn't pass in the Shiloh. The Mor Mesvei Avakasha, it says, Tomorim Shachris, if you eat dates in the morning, for Yarbus or at night time, Yofis, it's very good for you. Like we just said, it does all these good things. The mincha, either in the middle of the daytime, by mincha time, royst, then it's bad for you. We'll soon see. The pshat is in the Gemara's time, you used to eat in the morning, pas shachris, and you used to eat at night. So the kids says, good to eat it tomorrow after a meal. But in the afternoon, they didn't eat. So an empty stomach, then it's no good for you. It's like very strong, it can make you shikha. Pitzarayim, that's in the early evening. That's mamish right after supper. Ain't kemoisan, that's the best thing then. Right after a meal, that's the best time to eat them. Trash ain't kemoisan, v'toivas yoisa miyarvis. It's even better than eating it late at night.
If we shame the mukiv beyond melelech, l'sardus l'beis akisei. Because it gives you shushla, makes you empty out also. So in the early evening, it's easy to go to the beis akisei. Used to be outside in the fields. But at night time, it's not so easy to go to the beis akisei then, so you're better off eating it after supper, the early evening, than late at night. Fightum of atolah shloisha dvorim. It takes away three bad things from us. If ye dates. Ma'ashav aroh, it takes away bad thoughts. So Rashi says the pshat is from daiga. The person is worrying, he thinks bad things. But if he dates, you have nothing to worry about, you won't think bad things. The chayv in mind, it cleans up your stomach, you won't have... Oh, and a nice time to go to the basic kisi outside, a little bit of a problem. It's a slight problem. Like you're telling me now, tomorrow is always good. Tomorrow, it says what if you eat tomorrow, you can't paskin. Mashma does something bad for you, and here it says it does good for you. So Gemara says, "Mi armina dele mali aluye mali." Did I say it's no good? Avad, it's very good. He dates, but lefish shasa right if he dates is tirda. It bothers you a little bit. It gets you a little bit shikar. Not that there's anything wrong about it, but just saying, if you eat dates, you shouldn't pass on the shayla. Me did the aviyacharma, the same way by drinking wine. The yamamar, ha'ashoysa revias yain, if somebody drank a revias of wine, al yera, you're not supposed to pass on the shayla. There's nothing wrong with drinking wine, just it affects your mind a little bit, you have to wait till the effect goes away. The boy is saying, no, it's like this, lakasha. Ho mekamin hama, ho lebosin hama. If you eat the dates before bread on an empty stomach, then it's no good for you, and it makes you a little shikha. But if you eat it after the meal, then it's very good. So Yomer Abai, Yomer Liyeh, Abai says that my mother told me, that Tamri makmin hama. If you eat dates before the bread, before the meal, ki nargala dikula. It's very bad. It's like a nargala, like a hammer, going into the dikula, to the barrel. You'll break a barrel. Mashenkin bosanama, after you eat the bread, after the meal, kiyarvula dosho. It's like Rashi Mazika says, aguf kebriya chazadelis. That's like you put the bolt on the door. Kiyarvula dosho means the bolt that goes on the door to lock the door. It's something good. Here also, it's mechazik, it makes you strong. Teeth the dates after the meal. Omar Rava. Rava says, derach shein, Omar Rava, derach shein darga. The pshat from derach shein, that's a darga. And Amar Rava Derech Gag Puria. The Derech to a Gag is Puria, is the bed. And Amar Papa. Dosha. What does the word Dosha mean? Amar Rava Derech Sham, the way to it. That's what the Dosha means. The Dosha means a bolt. We call it Dosha. It comes from the word Derech Sham, go there. Darga. Why do we call something a Darga? Amar Rava Derech Gag. I mean, that's the way to go to the roof. That's why it's called darga. That's like a ladder to go up to the roof. Puria, a bed. Why do we call it a bed? Puria. I'm a rapapa, sheporin for rub and aleha. Because on a bed, that's where your wife becomes pregnant. You pour rub on top of the bed. That's why they call the bed puria. I'm a rab nachman, rab yitzchak. Af, on the